Yarko Finn. AboveTopSecret.com. This is Yarko Finn with an AboveTopSecret.com paranormal podcast. This is Yarko Finn.
That's me. Wow, it's really quiet now all of a sudden. That seriously took me so long to make. Well, this is now my 5th podcast. I'm done all those cute little introductions, and I figure it's time to contribute something relevant now. And I figured, what better place to start than the paranormal? There seems to be a lack of paranormal podcasts so far. See, a couple about UFOs, and the rest are basically concentrating on quote-unquote real topics. So, I'll throw up this podcast about one of my favorite topics, astral projection. Sorry, projection. And, maybe I'll even make you think. So, astral projection is basically a term that's synonymous and interchangeable with out-of-body experience and near-death experience. Yeah, I know there's probably already about 4 dozen threads on this topic already, but basically the idea is that your consciousness can actually exist separate and outside of your body, and independently. And this can be achieved one of 3 ways. Either spontaneously, where you just kind of pop out of your body for no reason, or through a traumatic event like getting hit by a car, or by consciously trying to actually project. And then your astral body, which is like your soul, so to speak, becomes consciously aware on the astral plane, which is like one level up from the physical world. The astral plane can take on many forms. When you first start projecting, you'll probably just see basically the same as your physical world with maybe some slight alterations. Or it can be a sort of spiritual and abstract place. But if your mind isn't very clear, then your subconscious can also affect the environment and sort of make a world around you. In fact, many people who believe in astral travel actually believe that everybody astral projects at night when they sleep, and dreams are just your subconscious sort of painting a world around you in the astral. So all dreams are astral projections, but not all astral projections are dreams. Wow, why can't I pronounce a J? Anyways, many skeptics will argue, oh, astral projections are just dreams, but if you spend enough time in the astral, you can actually start to verify for yourself that it's real events. You can go and talk to other people in the astral and have conversations, or you can go and see something that you shouldn't be able to see and come back and have the memory of it and then be able to tell somebody that. You also start to get weird sensations before you even leave your body. Like, I'll give some techniques on how to actually astral project later on, but basically, you can feel like strong vibrations shaking you from head to toe. You might be able to see through your eyelids. You might get a strong buzzing in your ears or full body paralysis. You might actually feel like you have 2 bodies. And then there's this whole other list of huge sensations that you can actually feel. And you'd be like, whoa, what's going on? This stuff is real. And that's just while you're conscious. The astral is governed by a whole different set of rules than the physical. Like, you can walk through walls, you can fly, you can go to the moon if you wanted to. But the best way to understand is just to go and do it yourself. Buddhists did it, Hindu yogis did it, and now you can do it too. If you don't believe in it, give it a shot, and if nothing happens, then okay. I'll give some actual techniques and methods next podcast, but I'm kind of trying to make sure that this stays under 4 megabytes right now. This was just a basic introduction, so if anybody has any questions or comments or wants to share their own experiences, feel free to reply with the podcast. Maybe we can make this into a sort of ongoing thing. This has been Yarko Finn here on AboveTalkSecret.com, talking about astral projection. Yeah, paranormal. And I'll see you in the astral.
Yarko Finn.